This is the 1971 Firebird Esprit, announcing the new Pinto three-door runabout. There's hardly a car made today that exudes elegance like the Jaguar XJ.
This is Drive Time with Vinny Ricchici.
On this edition of Drive Time, we do a little trucking with Nissan's new big box work van, the NV2500. Now, looking to give the Sprinter and Ford's Transit Connect a run for their money, Nissan's NV series comes in a box version as well as a high roof version, and in three payloads ranging from the 1500 at 2,590 pounds to the 3500 at 3,925 pounds. Now, the engines range from the V6 version that puts out 261 horses to a V8 that cranks out 317, both available only with Nissan's 5-speed automatic. No diesel is planned at the moment. Now, one of the advantages of the NV series is the engine sits forward, eliminating the center hump and giving you more legroom. Nice touch, but then they put a console in the middle that all but prevents you from going from the driver's seat into the cargo area without going outside the vehicle. Advantages that the Transit Connect and most of the others have. The NV's dash is well laid out with a nav system and backup camera center dash, essential in this kind of vehicle, but no internet connectivity like the Transit Connect. Lots of plastic in the interior, but let's keep in mind that this is a truck. I spent a day getting in and out of the NV, and the seats were better than average, comfort-wise, but the NV sat up a little higher than some of the other vans, meaning a jump to get out and a climb to get back in. Now, Nissan has announced a passenger version will come along next year. Cargo space, huge, a whopping 231 cubic feet of space in the standard, 323 cubic in the high roof version. While there is a lot of room in the standard version, the high roof lends itself well to catering trucks, ice cream trucks, and other businesses that have to carry everything with them. It's a cavernous space, to say the least. Now, while a V6 is adequate to power the NV around town, the 317 horsepower V8 is the way to go if you need to tow anything. The 5-speed automatic shifts well, but I do wish there was a standard transmission version and an all-wheel drive as well. The NV handled nicely for a boxy truck, but on a windy day, there was definitely a sway as it was going across the Fort Pitt Bridge. Price on the NV starts at $24,950 for the 1500, up to a starting price of $28,550 for the heavy-duty 3500. All of these prices considerably lower than the Mercedes Sprinter that can start north of $43,000. Gas mileage was in the 13-mile-per-gallon range unloaded. Nissan is jumping into a crowded market with its NV cargo van. It's hard to get people thinking anything other than Ford, Chevy, or Dodge when you're buying a work truck. If you want to pry the carpenter, the ice cream guy, the contractor away from what they know, you got to give them something that's going to be far superior to what they're buying already. Nissan's NV makes a nice run at the market. It'll be interesting to see if they can get Joe the plumber out of his Chevy and into the same brand of truck as the car he might drive. For an archive of my reviews, go to kdkaradio.com/drivetime. That's Drive Time. I'm Vinny Ricchici, News Radio 1020, KDKA.